What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Beast Mode Podcast. My name is Erin Bees. I am a wife, a mom, a military veteran, and I spent 13 and a half years in multi-level marketing, healed my way out of it in so many different ways, you guys. And now I am using all of my social media platforms to raise awareness and educate on the dangers of multi-level marketing companies, along with the tactics that are used to try and recruit or sell you an overpriced product, in my opinion. And today's episode is going to be very different than what I've been doing. I know that I've had a lot of people on. I've had some really cool interviews with some really incredible humans. And I've had this podcast idea on my mind for the last few weeks. And I've just been trying to figure out how I wanted to have this conversation. It's not anything like super heavy. Well, I mean, maybe it is for some people. Let me not say that. But I do want to give a trigger warning because I am going to talk about food, relationship with food, binge eating, being extremely restrictive, those types of things. And if you find that to be triggering, please don't listen to this episode, because the last thing that I would ever want to do is to try to trigger anybody in, you know, through listening to this podcast or anything that I do. Today is my 1 month of doing a bulk. And a bulk is essentially eating a surplus of calories in order to gain muscle. And the reason that I started this bulk, if you have not been following me on Instagram, you should. I share what I'm eating, not in a way like, hey, follow me for this is what I eat in a day. It's more of like, hey, this is how to build a plate and how to do it, including all food groups and not being afraid of carbs like I used to. Because many of you that have been following me for some time, you know that I used to be very keto. You know that I used to do 60-hour fast once a month. And I did intermittent fasting every single day. I was doing a lot of running. It was a lot. So if you're not following me on Instagram and you'd like to see just how I put plates together and what I eat when we do go out to, you know, to lunch or dinner or whatnot, you know, follow me over there, the real Beast Mode. Anyways, this bulk has been really incredible for so many reasons. But before I kind of get into that, let me back up a little bit, because just over a month ago, we went to lunch with some of our friends, our neighbors that live across the street that are really, really good friends. They're both very fit. They're both very active. And we were having a drink and ordering some appetizers and just hanging out. And I started talking about lifting. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to do a cut. And a cut is a cut of calories in order to lose weight, in order to lose fat, if you will. And now that I'm telling you guys this, as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that is so crazy, because that's what I've been doing since 2017. I've essentially been extremely restrictive. In my opinion, and based on the opinion of the dietitian that I've been working with, who agrees, I've done a lot of damage to my metabolism. I'm over 40. And so there are things that are very different in my body than it used to be. And so as we were sitting there, he looked me dead in the eyes and he goes, Erin, I don't think that you need to be doing a cut. I think you need to do a surplus. I think you need to eat. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, I think you need to put calories on. And in my brain, even though I've been kind of eating intuitively for the last, I don't know, 14 months or so, just kind of eating, you know, whatever sounded right to me, part of me panicked. Because I'm thinking, okay, so wait, what do you mean I'm a bulk? I'm stuttering now telling you guys this, because it was so like, there was healing and there was time that needed to be put into this area because of how I reacted internally. And he started to explain it to me, and my husband, all of us were chatting about it. And he was just like, listen, if you want to build muscle, because he was like, what is your goal? My goal is to get stronger. My goal is to build muscle. Those are my goals. That's it. Because my goals, I feel like, have been always as long as I can remember, have been weight loss. And I'm sick of it. I want to be strong. And we're having this conversation and I'm having a martini and we're hanging out. And he was like, well, then you need to do a bulk if you really want to build muscle. And he was like, okay, you got to eat 8 times a day. And I started getting really, really overwhelming because coming from somebody that just recently was keto. And when I say recently, I mean, within the last few years, you know, that was a lot to deal with. Most of the time I eat 4 or 5 meals a day. This is just what I'm doing, you guys. Like, this is not professional advice. So before I even talk about what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, please consult with a dietitian, consult with your doctor, and those types of things before you do anything with nutrition. Because I met with a dietitian and she was like, here's how you build a plate. That is what I have been using. It's a little bit of carbs, a little protein, fruit and vegetable. And that's why some of you are like, wait, you eat vegetables at breakfast? Yeah, I try to do that. Build a complete plate with every meal. I'm typically eating 4 to 5 times a day. I'm typically taking in 25 to 2,700 calories. I am using my Fitness Pal to track everything. And some of the supplements that I'm taking are like creatine, a multivitamin. I take BCAAs. I'm trying to think of what else I take. A pre-workout. I have a banana before I work out. And then I just try to build complete plates where I've got fruit, vegetables, you know, some carbs, some protein, sometimes a little bit of dairy. And that's what I've been doing. And it was really scary. I was afraid that I was going to get sick of eating, because I remember back in the day, and I don't know if you guys remember this, but when I was in the military, Hydroxycut was extremely popular as a thermogenic, something to allegedly boost your metabolism and get you going. And it would make me not hungry. And so when it was time for me to eat, it was like I wasn't hungry and I was forcing myself to eat. And it was terrible. I'm sure some of you guys have experienced something along those lines. And so when I started to really look at the bulk and how I wanted to go about doing it, that was my biggest fear. And at first it was pretty difficult. In between meals, I don't feel like I was super hungry, but I also think that the reason I was feeling that way is because of the state of my metabolism from the fasting and all of that stuff. And so as time went on in this last month, I would get hungry in between meals. You know, I'm eating basically usually about every 3 hours or so. And I would start to get hungry. And I was like, okay, so this isn't so bad. And so watching, in a way, my metabolism heal has been incredible. The thing that I get really excited about is the strength gains that I'm seeing in the gym, because I'm eating more. So my muscles are fueled. My body is fueled. My metabolism is healing. I have more energy, and I'm leg pressing 340 pounds in the gym. What? That's insane. And I look back and I'm kind of like, well, I did a lot of endurance type activities when I was fasting and when I was keto, and my endurance was incredible, but I'm not so sure I could have done some of these strength things that I'm doing now without eating the calories that I'm eating. Some other things that I've noticed is that I used to categorize food. I used to assign moral value to food. I used to categorize it as good or bad. Food is not good or bad. You should not assign any kind of moral anything to food. Food is fuel. And I can look back and see times where I would binge on, you know, Oreos or whatever. I'm saying that because I have Oreos in my cabinet right now. I don't want any right now, but if I wanted to, I could go have a couple and I would have no problem tracking it. And I would enjoy every bite without feeling guilty, which is not how it used to be. In the past, I would have eaten a complete sleeve of Oreos, and it would have led me down a weekend of just eating a bunch of stuff that at that time was categorized as bad. And then I would tell myself, okay, next week I'm going to get back on track. And I know so many of you can relate to this. Monday, I'm going to get back on track and I'm going to work out extra hard. I'm going to do extra cardio because of the stuff that I'm eating. And as I was eating this food that I had assigned moral value to as bad, you know, I would feel guilty in eating it, but I would still eat it. And it's because I was being so restrictive, because everything was good or bad. And that's just, that's not healthy. And so that was another reason that I wanted to do this bulk, was healing my metabolism by eating more food, and then healing, continuing to heal my relationship, which I think is, in the last few years, that has been my biggest challenge, I think, is seeing food as a tool versus something that ran my life. When I say that, I mean, food and how I felt based off of what I was eating would determine what I did that day, how I worked out, how I dressed, what kind of mood I was in. And that's a terrible way to live. You know, I wake up now, and let's just be honest, we're women and we have hormones that fluctuate. And some days we're going to wake up and we're going to be bloated, and other days we're going to feel super lean. And that's just part of being a woman. But when you add a terrible relationship with food that you are assigning moral value to, I was setting myself up for failure. Now I feel like I'm setting myself up for success. I feel like I can enjoy these foods. I can have, you know, some Oreos. I'm going to track them because now I'm in a healthy place where I'm able to track it without saying, well, I'm just not going to put that down, or I'm not going to record that I had that. I'm going to record it and know that it's okay. Right now I'm eating in bulk. I need the calories. And yeah, I guess that's, yeah. So it's been really interesting. And this morning, today is leg day. So this morning, as I was getting dressed, I just bought these new Nike sports bras. And I was like, okay, they're in the same size I have another sports bra that I've had for a while from Nike. And I was like, I'll just get the same size. Not even thinking, because I'm not doing this to lose weight. I'm not doing a bulk and lifting extremely heavy weight at the gym in order to lose weight. But that's what's happening. Because when I tried on these sports bras, and they were so loose. And you guys, listen, I am not a small-chested gal, so I need support. And typically when I buy clothes, I have to buy for my hips and I have to buy for my chest. And so when I put this sports bra on and it's bunching near the cleavage area and it's loose around my rib cage, and I'm going, wait, this is the same size that, you know, a month ago. And I'm thinking to myself, well, duh, you started a bulk a month ago, dummy.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It was very interesting. So it was loose and I was like, what? And then we all have those pants or the leggings that are in the back of the closet. And I thought, well, I'm going to try these on. And they're a size smaller legging. I'm into a size smaller legging. And I think this is just the reason I'm telling you guys this is because I think that this is a part of my healing. I think that my relationship with food has been horrendous for probably my entire adult life. And I think that that's why I was looking back the perfect victim for a health and wellness multi-level marketing company, because I didn't understand how to eat. I didn't understand my body. At times I felt very disconnected from my body, especially after I had kids, because it was like, wow, you know, my body just did this incredible thing. But like, I didn't grow up having, and I'm just going to be fully transparent with you guys. I didn't have these boobs, you know, growing up. I didn't know what to do with it. So there's a sense of disconnection that I can look back and see. And part of it was because I don't think I ever paid attention to myself. I didn't look inward when it came to some of this stuff. And I think it was the perfect breeding ground for restrictive eating, poor relationship with food, that type of thing. So I remember, and many of you have been following me for a while, and at one point when I was in Prove It, I was, again, doing intermittent fasting every single day, and I was running, and I was doing a lot of endurance things like I was just talking about because I wanted to see if I could do it. When I was growing up, I was extremely athletic, and I've had multiple knee surgeries. You guys have heard me kind of talk about this, and it was like I had to relearn my body, and I don't think as an adult I gave myself that opportunity. And when I was in Prove It, I felt like, okay, this makes sense. Intermittent fasting, you're burning fat, fasted workouts, like all of these things. And not to say that fasted workouts aren't great. Some people really love that. I'm just talking about for me and my journey, I guess. I don't know how else to say that. And so I was running, and I was going to run a half marathon here in Vegas. And the time came, and I was like, I just don't feel like I'm ready. And so I ended up not doing it. And then I felt bad because I had committed to this, and I was like, I want to do this. And so what I did was I kind of scheduled my own half marathon. And I think this was December of 2019. And it was when I ran a half marathon completely fasted live on YouTube. And I cringe now because of it for a number of reasons. One, the damage that I did to my metabolism in that 3 hours and 7 minutes or whatever it was. Two, because of the message that was sending to other people. Here I am, fasted, and I'm running a half marathon live on Facebook, only drinking MLM products. That's heavy. The responsibility in that is awful. I mean, yeah. So as I woke up this morning and I'm starting to see changes and I'm starting to get stronger in the gym, and that is because I am eating, because I am looking at food as fuel and I'm building complete plates and I'm eating more and I'm tracking it in a healthy way, not a restrictive way. And I'm letting myself have those things, you know, the Oreos. Yesterday we ordered crumble cookies, and by the way, the pineapple upside down crumble cookie, if you have one in your area, it is divine. It was so good. But tracking those things and not feeling bad or assigning moral value to those foods as I'm tracking them and really being able to enjoy every single bite without feeling guilt has been huge. And as I'm doing these things and I'm getting stronger in the gym, it's kind of like unintentionally, because it's not my goal. So that's why I'm saying unintentionally, my body is shifting. Well, of course, if you're eating more food, you're putting on more muscle. Muscle needs energy, needs calories in order to grow. And that's what I'm doing. So as you're building muscle, it's also going to help heal your metabolism and this and that. Anyways, so this morning, when I went to the gym and I was lifting super heavy, and what I'm about to tell you is me celebrating with you guys. It's not me, you know, trying to shame this guy that got on the same equipment after me or anything like that. It's just kind of like, God, we are strong as women. Like, what? So I'm on the calf raise machine. I'm doing 250-pound standing calf raises. By the way, I do 3 sets of 6 reps, as heavy as I can go safely with good form, all of that. And again, please consult with a professional if you are going to start any kind of health and wellness journey, especially lifting weights or doing any kind of physical activity. So I'm doing my calf raises, 250 pounds, and I'm like, okay, wow, cool, all right. And I go on to the next machine that's next to it, And I think it was like a hamstring curl machine. And I see a guy get on the calf raises, and I'd left the weight on because it was just a machine. So it's like as simple as taking the little pin out and putting it in a different weight. It wasn't like I had to re-rack weights. I always re-rack weights because if you don't, ew, right? Anyways, so as I am on the next machine, I see him move the pin up from where it was. And I was like, whoa, that's kind of cool. And when I went to go grab the paper towel to wipe off my machine when I was done, I saw that he had moved the weight up 100 pounds. So he was doing 150 pounds where I just rocked out 250 pounds. And it was like, oh my God, like this is a lot of weight. I know it's a lot of weight, but you don't realize it's a lot of weight until you see stuff like that. And again, I'm not shaming him. He's at the gym. We're all working on our fitness. It's an incredible thing. It was really just kind of like, oh my God, okay. Started at the bottom, now we're here. That's like what that felt like to me. And it's just really interesting. And I didn't do cardio today. I didn't feel like it. And I happened to, on the way home, I was sitting at a stoplight. I was going through my playlist. And I'm like, what have I not listened to in a while? And I came across a running playlist that I used to have. And there's something for me about listening to Queen and putting headphones on and feeling my feet hit the treadmill to the beat of just various Queen songs. I don't know what it is, but I'm actually starting to want to run again. Yes, I'm lifting heavy, but there's a part of me that wants to run. Not like I was doing, because I don't want to run a half marathon or anything crazy, but there's freedom in running for me for some reason. It's, I don't know how else to explain it. And now I'm kind of like, okay, well, you're stronger than you've ever been. I'm wanting to run. I'm fueling my body in a way that I should be. I'm not restrictive anymore. I'm not assigning moral value to food. I got Chick-fil-A on the way home today, and I enjoyed every single bite with the Chick-fil-A sauce and the French fries. And it's just been a really cool healing, you know, part of my journey with food and, you know, who I am as a woman and how I move at the gym and my goals with my health and wellness journey. And it just feels very full circle. And so for those of you that are listening to this, I know this is a very different episode than what I've typically done. I remember I used to just hit record and talk and share stuff with you guys. And that's basically what I was doing my first couple seasons, although it was very MLM-esque. But now I really hope that you listening to this is something that allows you to pick up the things that you used to do that maybe you forgot about. Maybe it's painting, or maybe it's running. Maybe it's a musical instrument. Maybe it's, I don't know. I just hope that you listen to this and you are inspired to get back to who you were. I hope that you listen to this, and if you're struggling with your relationship with food, like I was, and still have my moments, I don't think you ever kind of reach, you know, the finish line when it comes to stuff like this. I think it's always evolving, and you're always being shown things that need to be worked on. I just hope that this gives you pause. I hope that you are kinder to yourself. I hope that when you have an Oreo, like I'm probably going to have, or some of the crumble cookies that are left over, that you don't feel like you have to earn it. I hope that you just stop for a second and go, this crumble cookie is not good or bad. There's no moral value to this. It's okay for me to be inclusive in what I'm eating. And by me having this because I'm craving it is going to prevent me from binging. Or maybe it will prevent you from binging. Let me be careful in how I'm saying that, because again, I'm not an expert. It's just me sharing my journey. So that's my hope for this podcast. That's the reason that I hit record and just started talking. 30 days on my bulk today. I think I'm going to go for 90 days or so and see how I feel. And I'm not doing like before and after pictures, to be quite honest with you guys, because that's too triggering for me, because that was really how I built my entire keto business was through before and after pictures. And I'm just not ready for that. But I will share like trap pictures because I'm really proud of my traps. I will share, you know, that I'm pushing up this heavy weight. I will share what I'm eating. I will answer any questions that you guys have. But again, I'm not a professional. I'm just a 42-year-old woman that's on a health and wellness journey that excludes any MLM products, that is trying to do it in a way that is healthy for me. And at the end of the day, I just hope that inspires you to be the healthiest version of you. So thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you celebrating with me. If you'd like to give this podcast a 5-star rating, that would be incredible. If you'd like to share it with a friend, that would be awesome. But above everything else, I just appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate every interaction that we have, whether it's on my YouTube channel, through my Instagram stories, or anything like that. I'm just grateful that you're here. And I strive to hopefully just inspire one person, just one person, to look at their relationship with food, to look at their life, to look at themselves and go, okay, I used to do this. Why did I stop? Maybe this is the start to me running again. Who knows? I'm smiling as I'm saying that. So I kind of think that's where this is going. Am I going to run like I was? No, but I'm inspired to do that. And I hope you are inspired to do whatever it is that makes you smile like I am behind this mic right now. So thank you guys for listening, and I will see you on the next podcast. And I'm going to go have an Oreo, and I hope you do too. Love you guys. I'll see you on the next one. Bye, everybody.